This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind is on the air. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Want to get a call in that's been waiting a long time to weigh in. Mike in Bismarck. Actually, there's two Mike in Bismarcks. Go figure. How about that? We got a full bank of calls there. And as I mentioned, we have a guest to start this hour. We have Jason Lewis at the bottom of the hour. Recap the president in Duluth last night. And we're going to talk to John Gottfried here in a moment about a proposal on how North Dakota invests its assets, the State Investment Board. So stay tuned for that as well. But let me get Mike in here because you've been waiting a while. I appreciate the patience. Thanks, Mike. What's on your mind? Are you there, Mike?
Going once, twice.
We'll go to the other mic. Since we have two mics, we can make this easy. Yes, Mike, what's on your mind?
I'm right here.
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay. Yeah, a little misconnection there. But I want to talk about Biden's plagiarizing, continually doing this stuff. I never heard anybody on the media call him out. I haven't listened to your show in a while, but he's making reference to there's not a blue America or a red America. Now, didn't we just hear this back in 204? And he changed the words around just a bit, but it's pretty much verbatim with Obama in 204. And then we talk about how rude, just how much of a bully Trump was. That's a bunch of hogwash. Because if you remember the 212 vice presidential debate with Mr. Paul Ryan, they were sitting side by side like I had on a countertop situation at a restaurant. I don't remember who the monitor was. But I know you remember this because you're a great mind. Biden was laughing, sneering, constantly interrupting Paul Ryan. And he got a pat on the back for that. It was just just amazing how, what a great performance it was. And it's just the double standard that is so continually frustrating. They're never held accountable.
I'm going to do you. I'm going. You're 100% right, Mike. And there's a different standard and all of it. A columnist for the New York Post, I think her name is Miranda Devine. First name may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure her last name was Devine. She wrote a piece for the New York Post today. I read talking about how Trump, you know, this was exactly the performance he needed. She pointed out something I hadn't thought of. She said that the president succeeded in ripping off the nice guy mask on Biden. You know, that Biden's kind of got this, oh, shucks, oh, kind of, you know, nice guy, but he succeeded in ripping that off. And you go through the list of, shut up, man, and, you know, all the stuff he was doing.
What a clown.
What a clown, another one, yep. So you're on to something there, Mike. Appreciate the call very much. Let me welcome to the program John Gottfried. John is the state insurance commissioner in North Dakota and also is a member of the State Investment Board. John, how are you?
Doing really well. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for the time today. Interesting idea that I've heard, you know, percolating around before, but never laid out in as much detail and with sort of a bold enthusiasm as you have here. Let's just start with the basics on the State Investment Board. You are a member, right?
Yep.
And how does the process work? And a member said, you know what, let's do this differently, folks. Let's do this. I mean, how do you make decisions on the board?
Well, I think it's important to know that the State Investment Board manages a bunch of different funds. I mean, the TFFR Teachers Retirement Fund, the PERS Retirement Fund, even the North Dakota Insurance Regulatory Trust Fund, which, you know, essentially funds the operation of the insurance department. So we manage a bunch of different funds, and including the legacy fund. And so, you know, we're having discussions like we generally do at our monthly board meetings. And, you know, I 2 months ago, I kind of floated the idea of we need to have probably a further discussion on this. It's come up in the past about maybe doing some low interest loans for infrastructure with the legacy fund dollars. from that discussion, I felt I took some directive from the board to say, you know, why don't you develop a proposal and we'll take a look. And so I spent about, you know, 6 weeks working on a proposal and was able to present that to the board last month at our September board meeting. And I'll say it was a very good discussion that we had. And so I'm excited to continue going down that road where we're going to do our due diligence and we're going to go through the process that we go through with our state investment board. But it was a really good discussion, but I also think it's important to talk about what we're doing on that board. And I think it's important to get the people engaged, certainly because at the end of the day, the legacy fund was the people's fund. It was voted on by the people 10 years ago, for the benefit of North Dakota and North Dakotans. And I think this is an important opportunity to, one, get some public engagement, get some public feedback. But also, I think the proposal that I've laid out, to me, it's kind of a no-brainer and a win-win because it's investing in North Dakota, by North Dakotans and for the legacy fund and getting a return on those investments. And so, it's an exciting proposal and I'm looking forward to continuing the discussion.
So, you know what, first of all, it seems like, as you say, a no-brainer. I'm with you. Like why wouldn't you invest? What could be a better bet than North Dakota, insulated from a lot of the, you know, ups and downs and craziness over the years of so many other things? What are the arguments against it? Why hasn't it happened?
So I think some of the arguments against it is geographical diversification. So we generally invest our funds all over the country and all over the world, and we've got investments that exist, again, globally. And there is some concern about putting, too many eggs in North Dakota's basket, to use that analogy a little bit. But I think what you've got to differentiate is the legacy fund is different than a pension fund. It's different than, any of the other funds that the state investment board manage. There's the back end liability of the legacy fund is the people of North Dakota. I mean, it's not teachers' retirement. It's not public employee retirement. It's not operations of an insurance department. It's the people. And it's how do we benefit North Dakota? How do we expand North Dakota? And frankly, I think there's a portion in there. I think you could argue that, the legacy fund was meant to create a legacy for if ever oil goes away. And you do that through diversifying your economy. And I think we can do that by investing in this state and investing in our people and trying to, again, fill some of the capital funding gaps that we have in the state. It's very difficult to go get capital. And the plug and play people, the Grand Farm folks in Fargo and a lot of the startup community that we've got and trying to access that capital, they generally have to go out to the coast to get that capital. And there's an inherent pull to move them out of North Dakota and move them to somewhere else where the capital exists. We've got a $7 billion fund in the legacy fund. The proposal that I'd lay out would take about 10% of that and put that into North Dakota. Now, currently we invest in a CD match program through the Bank of North Dakota. So that's on our fixed income side. The bank uses those CDs, then go out and loan for larger projects. We've authorized up to $400 million into that fund. So we're talking about an additional $300 million over time that'd be targeted for equity investments here in the state. And the reality is we do those equity investments all over the country and all over the world, but we don't do them here in North Dakota. And I think that's something that needs to change. And I think that's something that I'm proposing changes. We've got the expertise here to do this. We've got the expertise to vet these projects. We've got the expertise to make smart, prudent, worthy investments in North Dakota. And I think we can do that using the legacy fund that it wouldn't change necessarily what we're doing. We would just be targeting some of that here in North Dakota.
So give me an example of an equity investment that you would, typically invest in New York, L.A., whatever, and then what you're seeing here that you would divert it to. What would be the equivalent equity investment here?
So we've got global equity investments, again, all over the world, and it's generally run through a fund manager. So they, we give them an allocation, and they go out and do investments on our behalf. And there's, the latest one that I've heard is we are invested in some veterinary products or some a veterinary clinic, something of that nature in the UK. And so, and it's a good investment. We're getting a good return on it and we're doing well. But I think you can turn that around and say, boy, it would have been nice if the state investment board, we would have had a process engaged where we could have invested in a CoSchedule, which is a great North Dakota company, or we could invest been on the ground floor of a Bushel, which is, blowing the doors off, or having an opportunity to invest in a company, say, that's an established company that is looking to expand, say a Baker Boy and Dickinson that maybe wants to do more with their operations. We don't have that ability right now to do that with the legacy fund dollars. If they want to get that capital, they've got to go to other capital markets, which inherently are on the coast or outside of our state. And then there's a pull to take them out of there and take them out of North Dakota. And, you know, given some of the things we've got going on, especially in the Red River Valley with plug and play coming to Fargo, with the Grand Farm, with what the things are going on at Emerging Prairie, we're on the cusp of some pretty fantastic things. And it'd be nice to have an opportunity that we could run through a process to have these companies, you know, be vetted and frankly get some investment from the legacy fund dollars that one, help diversify our economy. But we also then get that multiplier effect. When you put money back into a community, invest in your own companies, you know, that money then turns over in the economy. You create jobs. You create growth.
Right. You're not getting that with a UK dog food factory.
The multiplier effect exists. It just exists in the UK right now.
Yeah, right. I mean, but it doesn't come back to North Dakota. I think that makes perfect sense. And it'd be nice to see, here's 10 we invested in. If we'd have done these 10, which we likely would have, you know, here's the returns are the same. But guess what? We're also helping our tax base. We're helping all kinds of other things. Fascinating.
And it's a small percentage, you know.
More with John Gottfried, our state insurance commissioner, about the state investment board proposal that he has forward after a short time out. Brought to you today by MyPillow. Mike Lindell's book is a life changer. Anybody you know in recovery trying to turn their life around, MyPillow.com. You get a $25 MyPillow gift card. Promo code Scott. Remember that.
The University of Mary never stops innovating. That's when we started a construction management program inside the new state-of-the-art School of Engineering. The program is for students who want to set themselves up for success in the construction field. Our curriculum and classrooms are designed for courses and labs to be taught simultaneously, connecting the theory learned in class with the real tasks students will encounter in their future careers. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu/engineering.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries, it's time to get more from your Medicare plan. Plans as low as $0 premium. That's right, Medicare plans available at zero monthly premium, which include vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursements. Plans with or without prescription drug benefits, and all include free Silver Sneakers gym memberships. Plans that give you the freedom to purchase additional coverage throughout the year should you need it, at no cost. Talk to a licensed Medicare broker now, 877-590-0994. 877-590-0994. Sponsored by Sunderland Group.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you.
That's right. They're open
and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
On your mind, I meant to tell you right before the break that the Mike Lindell book, From Crack Addict to CEO, who'd have thought that could happen, huh? Crack Addict to CEO, When you buy the book at MyPillow.com, using the promo code Scott, you get a $25 gift card to MyPillow. So that's like a little bonus when you buy the book. So wanted you to know that. Also wanted you to know that you can take everything that has happened in 2020 related to threats from coronavirus, COVID-19, for that matter, any, you know, cold, flu, bug in the air, anything. There's a way to take on viruses and mold spores and odors and bacteria that we think of now that we didn't necessarily think of a lot prior to this pandemic. But the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons, who've been around since 1908, doing all the plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, mechanical contractor services for Bismarck across the region for so long, adding the Link service contract in the early 90s, so they allow you the opportunity to cost-effectively manage your environmental maintenance agreements. They're doing that now for over 1,000 buildings, and, of course, things like products that you can add to your current HVAC that's going to zap the viruses and the other things that are in your air. H.A. Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com. Call them at 701-234-9889. Questions for John Gottfried. Welcome, State Insurance Commissioner. We're talking about the State Investment Board. A texter during the break, John, said politicians make terrible investors. Sorry for that. But that's what they passed on. How much of the decisions here are made by professionals, for lack of a better term?
I guess the proposal that I've laid out would be, you know, we'd be utilizing the Department of Commerce to help kind of source some of these projects or these ideas. They've got a good visibility on all the different things that exist in the North Dakota stratosphere, and they've got a bunch of different options too. That maybe, you know, these projects don't fit this bucket, but they may be a good investment if they're looking for capital. From there, it'd go to the North Dakota Lift Committee, which is created by the legislature. It's been in operation for 2 years, and it's basically staffed by a vast majority of private sector individuals who have expertise in the investment world, in the venture capital world, in the diversification world. It's truly, Scott, if I'd encourage you to go look at the members of that Lift Committee. It's on the Department of Commerce website. It's really a who's who of North Dakota investing. It's a really fantastic group, and they've done fantastic work. And from there, the recommendations would be vetted and come out of that Lift Committee and be sent to the newly created Investment Advisory Committee, which would be chaired by the Lieutenant Governor. The Insurance Commissioner would be on there, the Treasurer would be on there, and the President of Bank of North Dakota. And so you've got the elected officials sitting on there, plus the President of Bank of North Dakota, who has some expertise in not only investing but lending. And the recommendations would then go to the full board, the full state board of investment. And so there's about four levels of oversight. I don't disagree with the texter to some degree that, you know, we make politicians can make bad investment advisors, but that's why you want to leverage the experts we have in this state. And frankly, we were able to do this here. I think there's, you know, we often sell ourselves short in the state that, you know, boy, we sure couldn't do this because, you know, we need to bring somebody in from New York who is much smarter than we are to be able to do these investments. And I just don't believe that's true. You know, we've got experts here that know our economy, that know what's going on in the state, are on the ground level, you know, working this on a day-to-day basis. And that's what my proposal does. It leverages those individuals to offer their insights into what's going on in North Dakota economy and make recommendations then to, you know, the subcommittee and then to the full board. And so I guess I think there's enough oversight there. I think there's enough expertise, and we're leveraging North Dakotans to make North Dakota investments using, you know, legacy fund North Dakota dollars.
Jeff has a question for John Gottfried. Go ahead, Jeff. You're up on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550.
Good morning, John, Scott. Yeah, you know, I've always been wondering, and I've been waiting for the insurance commissioner to be on the radio. Wanted to ask this question for a long time. Why can you insure under the sun except hearing aids? I'll hang up and listen.
I didn't get all that. Say the question one more time.
Why is everything under the sun, and you can insure everything except hearing aids?
Got it.
And I don't know if he's meaning insuring actually hearing aids themselves or if it's the coverage for hearing aids. And I can answer both,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, coverage.
The coverage for the hearing aids. Well, there is coverage that that's available for hearing services. I think under North Dakota, once you're an adult, I think you get one or two sets of hearing aids that are covered. I don't set what companies insure, and I don't think that's necessarily a power that should be granted to me. I can't tell companies what they can and can't insure. But I know the legislature can propose some different mandates for requirements that insurance have to cover these certain instances. But we follow the laws that are passed by the legislature, and frankly, I don't think it'd be a good road to go down to where the insurance commissioner's office is telling individuals what they can and cannot insure. I don't think that would work out too well. But we can certainly dig more into that question. But I know there is some coverage available. It probably isn't to the level that you want it to be.
Texter says, isn't the Bank of North Dakota already doing something similar to what you're suggesting here with the legacy fund and the dollars being available for projects?
Yeah, and I talked about that, the fixed income portfolio where they're we're buying CDs at the Bank of North Dakota. We're earning a fixed income rate of return on those CDs, and the bank is able to then turn around and loan those dollars out. So we've authorized up to $400 million at the bank or at the state investment board to purchase CDs at the Bank of North Dakota, then to do, some larger project loans. I guess I'd argue there's a whole spectrum of investment possibilities. And again, one of the main problems we have in the state is that capital attraction and being able to get capital into our state. And frankly, again, you go back to the purpose of what I believe the purpose of the legacy fund is to benefit North Dakota, to diversify North Dakota, and to work for the people of North Dakota. And I think if we can use these dollars again once you get to it, the equity would be about 5% of the legacy fund. If we use these dollars to then fill that desperate need we've got in our state of attracting capital, I always think that's a good idea. But we are doing some of that. It's just on the fixed income side.
Real quick answer on this one, but it seems like this concept, this idea, I guess the full-blown proposal kind of caught some people by surprise, right? I mean, you talk to people like, wow, I didn't know that was coming kind of deal. Is that a strategy, if you will, to say, come on, here's the plan, let's do it? Or, do you expect a long debate on this?
No, I guess I'd be surprised if it caught anybody by surprise. We talked about it in our August board meeting. Like I said, I think there was some direction given to the board I'll take it to me to go develop a proposal. Maybe there was surprise that it was actually done and we actually went forward and did it and that that I maybe was serious about this issue. But I don't think it caught anybody by surprise. Again, this has been an issue that's been talked about for a number of years in different formats, whether that's low interest income or infrastructure loans of that nature. But we'll continue the discussion, and I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Appreciate it, John. Thanks for the time, and congrats on bold. We like bold.
That's, thanks, Scott.
You bet. Take care. John Godfrey, North Dakota Insurance Commissioner, with a little more detail on an idea that's on the drawing board. All kinds of other news happening. Folks, we got to keep you posted right here on what's on your mind. Jason Lewis was on Air Force One for that long flight from Minneapolis to Duluth last night. We'll ask him about it next.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The nation's two biggest airlines just announcing they are furloughing more than 32,000 workers effective today. American and United are laying people off because Congress and the Trump administration have not been able to agree on a bailout for the airline industry. Both airlines telling workers on Wednesday that they were ready to call people back to work once there is a deal done. First-time claims for unemployment benefits falling to 837,000 last week, a drop of 36,000 from the previous week's revised total. It's the fifth week in a row, though, that Americans did file fewer than a million claims. Weekly claims had been above a million for 5 months because of the coronavirus pandemic and the shutdowns because of it. Wall Street's been trading higher through the morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Shopping here. PetroServe USA. New month, we got some new specials, you know.
Great, gonna make me hungry again. I'm always hungry, so go ahead.
I'll tell you about the lunch specials in just a minute here. These are like, you know, jack links, right? Those extra tender jack links.
Oh.
The ones you can't walk by.
Yep.
$3.59. Good deal there.
You know what that is? That's blind food or deer stand food. You got to get stocked up on that
exactly
right now.
Exactly right. That's what I'm talking about.
Got the duck blind of non-resident opener in North Dakota this weekend.
Same with the Ray's energy drinks, 2 for $3. My personal favorite, and I have a couple of these now, the Anacorda. You guys seen these? It's the it's the phone cord.
Oh, yeah. I have one.
It's a bright That's color, right. And it's 10 feet long. 10 feet long. So if you lose this, you should be institutionalized. It's not possible to lose it. You can't lose it. Unless somebody rips it off, I guess. Today is Thursday. You buy any size fountain pop, 79 cents. And the lunch specials. I know you've been waiting for the lunch specials. Lasagna with garlic toast today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tuna noodle at 12th Avenue, North Fargo. Meatloaf dinner at Harwood. Pulled pork and a French dip sandwich. Your choice at the exit 292 off I-94 in Valley City. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Doing our twice-a-week check-in with our friend Jason Lewis on the countdown to the upset of upsets. On the way in the U.S. Senate, Tina Lewis, pack your bags, pack your stuff. It's time to go. Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. You're making me hungry, though.
I know. I tend to do that around here a little bit. So, first of all, I have to ask you, you checked off a bucket list item that I've always wanted to do, and that's right on Air Force One. I saw you coming off Air Force One last night. I imagine it was a quick ride, but you're still on Air Force One, right?
Oh, no, it's always a thrill. I've done that a couple of times now, once as a member and a couple of times, obviously, in this campaign. And the president is so magnanimous with America's fastest and great and most safe plane, I can tell you that. You're not going to get near to that thing if you have ill intentions, man. Just the protocol they have when they take that plane anywhere is kind of amazing. But look, it was a great rally in Duluth, a big turnout on a very cold night, and the president is, I think, just in the process of engineering. You call it an upset. I'm not certain if it's just inevitable. You've got a situation here where the Democrat Party is talking about Green New Deals, putting the miners out of work, putting loggers out of work, putting pipeline layers on Enbridge Line 3 out of work, putting shops and small businesses out of work. And I don't know how that's going to play anywhere but in academia, which seems to be the Democrats' last base. So we're moving towards an inevitable reckoning. And Tina Smith is, quite frankly, right in the pathway of getting bowled over because she's all in on this radical left stuff, and it's not going to play in greater Minnesota.
But it is tough for a Republican to be a U.S. senator from Minnesota. Now, thankfully, I think the stars have aligned for you because obviously Minnesota knows you, knows your record from your time in the House, knows your values from your time on the radio, and of course, she's sort of almost anonymous, right? So it'll be really just kind of a... unknown, but still, what is it? Last senator was there, Rod Grams? Is that right?
No, Norm Coleman in 2002.
Oh, Norm, that's right. That's right.
A very
Norm,
tight race in 2008. And Tom Emmer had a very, very tight race with Mark Dayton in, I think it was 2010, I believe. So the state has never been dark blue, but yeah, it obviously has trended blue. But as the Fargo Forum said when they endorsed us yesterday, look, Lewis is a much more pro-business candidate that reflects Minnesota values, and we need an offset to the other Democrats in a state that's moving to the middle. And everybody sees that except the diehard radicals. And that's the real takeaway from this. Everybody knows Minnesota's changing the paradigm shift. We're going to be up with steelworkers this weekend on the range. We're heading up to Lake Country in the Brainerd Lakes area. We just came back from your neck of the woods in Fargo and East Grand Forks last week. Everywhere you go, it's Trump, Pence. Now, look, is it going to be a runaway? No. Is it going to be tough? Sure. But I just see it everywhere now, Scott. And I think people are looking at this and going, Joe Biden's not competent enough to be president right now. And Tina Smith has put her lot in with Ilhan Omar, a Green New Deal, gun control, post-birth abortion, more lockdowns, packing the Supreme Court, ending the filibuster and giving statehood to anybody that will vote Democrat. This is not a person that reflects Minnesota values.
No, that's for darn sure. It also has to be, I mean, like you say, the events that are happening, the investment in time that the president and his family, I'm going down to interview Eric Trump in Becker here in a little bit. You got the president's son at a trucking company and, you know, in the central Minnesota. I mean, it's just, it's pretty amazing what they're all... investing in the way of time, and that obviously says, look, these campaigns don't invest the kind of time and money into these states unless they see the needle moving. So clearly Minnesota is in the right spot about a month till Election Day, right, Jason?
Well, I talked to Jared Kushner on the plane last night, and he's knee-deep in the analysis, and every person on the plane says that Minnesota is a serious state, obviously. I mean, I can tell you this, though. I'm a safe guy. I've been tested for COVID four times in the last 4 weeks because anytime you meet with the vice president or the president, you have to get a test. So they are investing a lot of time and effort in this state. But why shouldn't they? We have an inflection point in Minnesota where you're either going to have public order in the riots, return to the first fundamentals of government, and that is indeed public safety, reopen the businesses, get the miners on the range working again, get ag back again. Is anybody out there in Minnesota saying, no, I think I'll vote against those things? Let's see. Let's have a return to public order. Let's get ag moving again. Let's get the range moving again. And let's end the lockdowns. No. I think I'll take a pass on that. Who says that? Well, Tina Smith does, but nobody else.
Yeah, so true. By the way, Biden, where's the Biden campaign in Minnesota? They've been pretty dark, haven't they?
Well, they're doing their meetings of five. And in a circle, while the president holds a rally with, 8,000 people in Duluth when it's 40 degrees out and raining, the enthusiasm gap is palpable all throughout Minnesota. There's no question about that. The only thing the other side can do is steal your sign. That's all they do.
Last question. Give me a little update on the rest of the key races for the Senate. I mean, obviously, it would be devastating for Republicans to lose the Senate. Even the president wins but loses the Senate. I mean, you're going to stop the agenda dead cold right there. So
yeah.
What do we see there in the way of the efforts to keep the Senate for Republicans?
Well, Kevin Cramer and I have talked about this quite some time and why Kevin has been such a great asset in my race here in Minnesota because he understands what the stakes are, just like you do. But the real key here, whether you have a competitive race in Montana or Colorado or Arizona or Maine, the real key is we have to flip another state besides Alabama. And that's why Minnesota is so important. And it's not just important to Minnesotans. It's important to the Bakken area out west from where you are, which I visited with you. It's important to everybody living in the country because, as you say, we will be one of 100 senators, and they all make national policy. So if you're sitting there in Williston and you're wondering whether you're going to have a job tomorrow, you better make certain you support every senator who has your back. And that would certainly would include Jason Lewis.
All right, sir. Keep it up. We'll talk to you again soon. Be safe on the trail.
Thanks, Scott. Talk to you, bud. Bye-bye.
And he's going to send Tina Smith packing. Not Tina Lewis, Tina Smith, actually. But guess what? That's how nondescript Tina Smith. I mean, like you, I forget her name.
Yeah, she's a nothing burger.
I mean, my gosh.
As a Minnesota resident, I just want to say, go Jason!
Vanilla, all the way. Texter says, boy, you guys are in surprisingly good spirits this morning, considering all that's going on in politics right now. That's nice. Please keep up the good work, because a lot of the negativity from the left is weighing down on your listeners. You and Rush Limbaugh lift my spirits. Thank you. Well, I want to lift your spirits, and I don't want you to be a sourpuss about what's happening. Look, this is a battle. And in my belief, it is a battle between good and evil. Okay? That doesn't mean everybody that's going to vote for Joe Biden is evil. But it means that what Joe Biden stands for is a lot closer to evil than I think should be anywhere near the United States of America, the greatest country on the face of the earth. So it is a battle, and that can wear you down, but be a happy warrior. Just be a happy warrior in all of this. That's the way to go. Texter says, vote fraud in Minnesota. Let's get Veritas back on, Mr. Producer Man Chris. Find out what they're going there. You heard the president last night say, is the attorney general looking into this? Is the U.S. attorney looking into this? They've been caught. Exactly what the president's been predicting. So it's a good question. Very good question. Texter says, I'm currently watching the White House briefing in my office. The press corps is sure disrespectful, and the rhetoric that comes from their questions would never be accepted in an Obama regime briefing. Kayleigh McEnany is doing so well against the vultures. Oh, she's the best. She's a vulture slayer. It really is something. They're big on snark. That's for sure. All right, let's see what else you had to say today. Rallies. We don't need any stinking rallies. We know how we're going to vote without having rallies. Well, I think rallies play an important role. I'll just give you Bemidji as an example. I was there when the president came, recently. It was electric. I mean, literally, it was like Elvis is landing in Bemidji.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
I know.
I mean, it was just unbelievable. People are screaming. It's like, and that translates into people saying, I want to knock on doors. I want to put up a sign. I want to talk to my neighbor. I want to fight.
Yep.
No, it fires people up. So I think they're important, and it gives people an idea that you can translate the energy, the excitement, the rally size in a particular state or region of a state to, hey, what's the vote going to be? I mean, they can do that. So, and the people that asked for these, so no doubt about it. President Trump should start the next debate by saying, this is one of our fine listeners suggesting this now, Joe, it'd be great tonight if you could talk about some policy rather than just repeat debunked headlines from far-left rags like Huffington Post and The Atlantic. You need to know more of Biden's policy plan than President Trump is a bad guy. We need to know more. All right. We'll pass that along. Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, had some interesting perspectives on the debate yesterday. Rush was pointing out that Wallace was getting in the way of their discussion, and Mark said if Trump didn't speak up, then Biden would have got away with the lies. There you go.
Good point.
Texter wants us to ask Mike from Hazen. What's his name? Happy Mike? Happy Mike, we'll call him.
Happy Mike.
Ask Mike if he shows... if shows like yours are so wrong, why are the ratings so high? Wow, I love this listener.
Excellent question.
That's an excellent question. And our advertisers love us because you fine listeners patronize. Back to the phones we go. Luke, Red Trenchless is on the phone. Hey, Luke, where are you at today?
Hey, Scott. Today we're in West Fargo, still over by that forest, working on a 24-inch bore, just wrapping that up. And we got a crew down in Strasburg working on a three-mile project down there. Later this week, we're going to go up to Zap, just west of Beulah there. So we're going to be all over the place, and the schedule's booking up quick.
Trenchless pipe replacement and repair being the big ticket right now, Luke?
Yeah, a lot of more people are leaning towards that. You know, there's no mess, and it's just really headache-free. And I can't stress that enough, just how easy and quick it is for people. I think they'll really be surprised if they give us a call.
Replacement, repair, bursting services, pipe boring, Red Trenchless. You can find them online at reddrilling.com. That's two D's in there, reddrilling.com, or call them at 701-204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Find out more at reddrilling.com. That's two D's, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and of course online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I gotta come on when you're trying to put everybody to sleep with Mr. Sandman?
Chet Atkins by request from one of our fine listeners. There you go.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Rest in the comfort of being secure this winter. See, I can tie everything together. All-wheel drive, good gas mileage, heated seats, heated steering wheel. Well, you know how those things can get cold. Over 100 pre-owned trucks and SUVs. Most of the lifetime powertrain warranty that Schwann has for you. It's the best in the business. Your trade may be worth more than you think right now, and the finance rates are the lowest in years. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All righty, 11 before the top of the hour. Checking with our friend Jim, the flagpole guy, who is crisscrossing the upper Midwest, spreading patriotism everywhere. Mr. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, Scott. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, America. I'm just here to root y'all on. We're here at McCluskey today, this morning. I'm in Turtle Lake. I woke up in McCluskey, and I'm doing service calls for people who's called and asked to have their flagpole serviced, and I'm just in love with America right now because I travel around, and I'm kind of near what reality is for, I believe, at least North Dakota, and I believe everywhere when you see Trump, I guess, parades around, because the spirit is there. People are just wonderful. Today's special person is Gordon, and Gordon and Dave called and asked, you know, they're just citizens. They're retired or they're working, and their volunteer fire department needed a flagpole repaired, and he's here. And the spirit of Turtle Lake is wonderful, and America is going to be okay. Because really, we're in charge, and everybody just keep going and do the next right thing for the next right reason. And all this stuff that's going on, everybody vote. I think America is going to be okay, Scott. I just have a very positive outlook on how it's going to be. And I got the greatest job in the world because there's a spirit connected to the United States flag. And when people either have them serviced or have them repaired or they purchase one and install a flagpole, it's one of the happiest times in their life, and I get to be part of that. And that is something that I'd like to remind everybody, we that spirit does exist. And
can I use one analogy based on your assurance to us all that America is going to be just fine? I agree with you, but I'm about to drive to Becker, Minnesota, to see Eric Trump, the president's son, so we can interview him for Facebook later today and also the radio show tomorrow, okay? And thrilled he's here. He's out of business in Becker a couple hours down 94, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, if the car broke down at Barnesville, we'd probably find another way, like in the back of a truck, or maybe we could walk a little bit, or, you know, we'd... And we'd get there, we'd be frozen, we'd look like, you know, not so good, and, you know, but we'd get there. We'd make it, right? Yeah. But I'd rather just cruise effortlessly in the flagmobile and pull up with moments to spare. So, to me, Donald Trump is, you know, less gray hairs for us. Just 4 more years, imagine what could be done with 4 more years. I just can't even, you know, given what he's done, which he gets no credit for, none. Nobody that hates Donald Trump takes 30 seconds to say, wow, there's that many more people in the black community that are employed? There's that many more people in the Asian community that are employed? Latino?
Exactly.
Go right down the list of his account. They don't do it. They don't do it. They don't know, but they got a big tax break. Everybody got a tax break thanks to Donald Trump. You know, and what are these guys doing? Class warfare. We know better than you. You know, and their religion, and it is a religion, their religion, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, AOC, Kamala Harris, all of them, that is focused on this Green New Deal or the Biden plan or whatever you're going to call it, it's all the same thing, is so diabolical. And it is for nothing. You could do everything they want to do, destroy the economy, destroy all these businesses, raise the price of electricity, do all this, and then say, okay, now, oh, let's go take out our little meter and see how many bad things we have floating around in the air. Oh, it's a 3% better. Oh, shoot. So I agree with you. America's going to make it, but I think there's an easier path to making it, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, Donald Trump is the most trampled man on in America right now. He has been, his name has been mud since he came down the elevator. Look how much he's overcome already. He's been, you know, he's overcome the Russian collusion and everything. All of that wasted energy, he's overcome because a few said, Lord, save our country. We remind ourselves of someone very special that said, Lord, if just one prays, will you not burn the city? I will not burn the city just for one. We are strong. Everybody pray in the spirit of love. Love wins. And I've been warning against this evil since 2007 when I became astute of it, and I've always been the person on Facebook, that guy that never wanted to let it go, but said, "Wake up, America!" But now I'm on a mission to love. We're gonna conquer if we stick together.
I think we need to find a new moniker for your Jim the Flagpole guy. It's Jim, the loving flagpole guy. Maybe something like that.
Well, I'm surrounded by love, and it wasn't until I started this that I see love.
Oh, I know. You're right. I'm giving you a bad time, but
he's a giver.
It's everywhere in North Dakota. It is here more than anywhere else. And by the way, if you apply that basic love your neighbor mentality and you get somebody spitting out pea soup, that's something to stay away from. You know, so we know, are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. Action Movers. Movers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.